listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Close behind, they'll follow you into the dark. No blinding light or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. And I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. And I'll follow you into the dark.
Hello, radio friends. This is Hours of Pun. My name is Ryan, and my special guest is named Sam. If you would like to say hello.
Hello, good wonderful people of Tufts.
Also, there are people who listen to our program who are not from Tufts.
Hello to the other two people that listen to our program.
I was going to make the exact same joke. So, normally on Hours of Pun, we would have a very nice playlist for you exploring some sort of theme. This was going to be the Flower Hour Part 2, the other Flower Hour. But this week, due to the course of events, we do not have that kind of program for you. So, instead, we're just going to be playing a few sad songs in honor of the occasion. We're looking them up off of YouTube. This show is not nearly as prepared, and the computer that we are using does not have internet. However, when we fix both of those problems, I am 100% positive that things will only go well from there. One of the problems has been fixed. So, Sam, while we wait for this to come online, how are you feeling today?
Well, I can't say that I'm doing too well.
None of us are, but at least you're doing better than Hillary. I'm sure her day is terrible.
That was a low blow, Ryan.
Nah, it was exactly the blow that she needed. With that being said, now that my computer is working, let's listen to some very sad songs. How about... Well, this is an advertisement, but eventually it will be a beautiful sad song by Adele in 4 seconds. I have so much faith. All right. Oh, no, this is a music video. This is incredibly disappointing. This is so much worse than everything. Oh, wow. My partner has Spotify. However, for now, since I just got it up, let's listen to Adele singing Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that I'm supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how we felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. So
could not do that anymore. As you may have noticed, that was not Adele. And it shows. Someone fooled me on YouTube. But now maybe, just by the juxtaposition, if you are a longtime listener to the program, you can see the frightening amount of work that normally goes into these shows to make them appear any semblance of professional. Because, as you can hear from what's going on today, this is not the kind of thing that one can simply ad-lib, at least with my level of technical skill. However, listeners, do not fear, because my special guest today has saved the day. His computer has Spotify. Mine does not. So, Sam, would you like to play our next song?
I would. This song is dedicated to, well, what can buy elections, apparently.
Ooh. We're very excited. Are you using the second aux chord?
Yeah. I was there when you fell from the clouds, then landed in the desert. There was a thunder inside of my heart. There was a wonderful pleasure. And like a stallion racing the rain, you rode on the back of my bike. I knew from the sound that you were saying you are my lover for life. Oh, there's no time to sleep. Oh, living in a dream. So take me
What is up, friends? If you're just now joining us, we are playing a certain number of maybe a little more impromptu songs here on Hours of Pun. The host, who is me, does not have their life together right now. But then again, I think we can say somewhat empirically, who does? Anyway, because we're taking a slightly looser field of things, let's just play some more music that is funnish to listen to. Here's Paul Simon with a song.
Sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head." It really reminds me of money. She was the kind of a girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, "What does that mean? I really remind you of money." She said, "Oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep back of my head." "Aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright?" She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
And we are back, friends. That was Paul Simon with I Know What I Know. And next up, my guest Sam, I believe, has a song for us that, if we are wearing socks, is going to rock them. Sam? Or would you like to introduce it?
This is, even though it's not yet Thanksgiving, a Christmas song. Kill Me If You Want.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below. He's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the storm. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That beautiful song, if you were not already aware, was Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra. And in keeping with the eclectic pace of today's radio broadcast, I thought I might jump in with my own take of Play Whatever You Want. So, here is They Might Be Giants with a certain song that they occasionally sing.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mind your business, mind your business, mind your never shut, quiet heart business. My craft is exploding, it's like I'm making floors and they choking on my dust with my explaining. Now it's just rain and pain, pain in the form of a raindrop. Yes, a raindrop made of pain. Tell them the story, raindrop.
I don't wanna tell them, mister.
Tell them the story, raindrop.
I don't wanna tell them.
Keep your voice down, keep your voice down, keep your window shaking, godforsaken voice down. I'm sick of this beeswax. Second story, sleep stacks breathing on my dice, giving me back rubs. When I'm deep in concentration, you start getting all conversating. Sleep stack, what's a sleep stack? That's your heart attack. Towel rack, fall back. You got no doctors, all your doctors have gone home. What's a sleep stack? What's a sleep stack? Friend in law enforcement, don't go calling law enforcement. Close.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't know about you, Sam, but I thought it was very, very fun. I believe Sam has something for us next. Would you like to introduce this?
You won't know the name of this song, but no one does. Here's the song from Inception.
Ooh, shoot. Hold on, your aux cord isn't on. Try again.
Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, c'est payé. J'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie. Ça commence avec toi.
Hello, friends. We're back. Let's do a quick public service announcement. Imagine trying to make it in this tough economy if you didn't know English or have a high school diploma. Thousands of adults in Massachusetts lack the basic skills needed to lead successful lives, but you can help. Jamaica Plain Adult Learning Program seeks volunteer tutors a few hours a week, morning or evening. Work in an innovative student-centered program with motivated adults from around the world. Free training is provided. Contact Paulette Pinheiro at 617-635-5201, extension 111. Free parking and tea accessibility. Now, that ad is very marked up, and it is current only as of 2014. So, after having read that, maybe you should consider the possibility that there might be no one by that name at that number. However, maybe it will all work out amazingly well. While I was talking, I have a confession to make. I was supposed to be queuing up the next song that we would listen to, but I did not do that. That is okay, however, because I believe my compatriot and guest today, Sam, has prepared another song for us on his Spotify account of wonders. Sam, would you like to say a few words?
Buttermilk, windows, suspended ceiling tiles.
Thank you, those were all beautiful words. Anyway, enjoy this song.
Where it began, I can't can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching.
All right, that was Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline, and following it immediately was Barbell with Oh Why Yeah. If you are now joining us just recently, this is Hours of Pun. However, we're doing things a little bit differently today. Instead of preparing a radio show based around a theme, we're ad-libbing a radio show based explicitly around no theme. So, it's a very experimental radio we're creating right now, and is not unprofessional and lazy in any way. Alright, with that being said, my associate Sam, who's live on the air with me right now, has prepared another song for us. Sam, would you like to say a few words again?
Well, I would say the same words as before, but that would be cheating. So this is The Golden Age by the Asteroids Galaxy Tour.
Wonderful. We're not supposed to introduce the songs before we do them so that people can't hold their tape recorders up and record the song over the radio.
In that case, so, this is not The Golden Age by the Asteroids Galaxy Tour.
Yeah, and just don't record it. It won't sound very good, and YouTube is a thing. So, anyway, enjoy.
Dressed to the nines with head to match. Shy
right. For those of you keeping score at home, that actually was the Golden Age by the Asteroids Galaxy Tour. We are frightfully sorry to have deceived you. However, we couldn't have you illegally pirating the song onto a tape recorder and then somehow selling it to your friends. Well, anyway, here is another song in a similar vein to things that I have played before. The last one was from a techno artist who teamed up with a lady to create music under a much more famous band name, then split off and created something that I believe is very good, but that never really caught on. Here's a very similar thing. The dude from The Knife once split off to do his own project, and while his sister Fever Ray was incredibly successful, he maybe was less so. But not for lack of trying, and I believe not for lack of talent. Here is Oni Ihune with Something.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us in the impromptu ad-libbed radio show that has replaced Hours of Pun this week. And we have about a minute and a half more to kill on this program. So while we play ourselves out and cry ourselves to sleep, here is a few songs by They Might Be Giants. Let's just fit as many in as we can. Enjoy. And have a wonderful week. This has been Hours of Pun, WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Seems to say, hello, hello, I'm the one who loves you so.
Hey now everybody, now hey now everybody, hey now everybody now.
Who's that standing out the window?
I found a new friend underneath my pillow.
The milk, please. Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please.
Leave me alone, leave me alone.
Who's knocking on the wall?
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.